At this time of the day, children in Al Jala Zone refugee camp should be at school. But they haven't been in class for 100 days. These youngsters are among 45,000 students studying at the schools funded by the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Its employees in the occupied West Bank have been on strike, calling for better salaries. Bana last wore her school uniform in March. The summer break is coming up, and she's afraid of falling behind.
We hope that the UN agency responds to workers' demands and end the strike. Our future is at risk. We have the right to go to school and learn like other children in the world.
Healthcare centers have closed and rubbish collection services have stopped. Refugees say they understand the reasons behind the strike and support workers, but they're the ones paying the price.
We want clean air at least. Dogs, cats and flies hang around the garbage. The smell is really bad. We're neglected, left in unsanitary conditions.
This is the second time this year employees are striking. They say the agency has backtracked on its promises to review their salaries.
Never in the history of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency have we had a strike as long as this one. 100 days without services in 19 refugee camps. This is a catastrophe.
The UN Relief and Works Agency was set up in 1949, a year after hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were forced from their homes when the State of Israel was created. It has been providing health, education, and social services to 5.9 million people, nearly 1 million of them here in the West Bank.
What was supposed to be a temporary mission until a just and lasting solution could be found has been prolonged for 7 decades. Palestinians here say that the agency is gradually abandoning its duties towards refugees.
Services have been scaled back for years. The agency says it is facing a deep financial crisis and cannot afford to raise wages.
We started this year with more than $70 million in deficits. Some countries told us they will decrease their financial contribution. This would definitely limit our ability to provide services.
Palestinians say they've been refugees for decades, and now they're being overlooked as the international community is focused on more recent crises. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the Occupied West Bank.